Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. For over four decades, Music Master has forged a path to become the world's most flexible and intuitive music scheduling system. Jerry Parker is Director of Technical Services for Music Master, and with the bench strength of he and the entire Music Master team, it's no wonder the company is the choice of forward-thinking and creative broadcasters worldwide. Jerry, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
Oh, man, we love it when you come and join us. Look, we're also looking forward to NAB Show 2026. And Now, I understand Music Master, I know because I was there, won Best of NAB in 2025 in no small measure because of your innovation in the industry. So way to go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Our web client made a big splash last year and has been a big splash all year as a result of that. It was a great honor to be picked as Best in Show there. And we really enjoyed that.
Well done indeed. Jerry, Music Master is renowned for market-driven innovation and thought leadership. Now, I know you've been doing some work behind the scenes. Can you give us a sense of how you went about that and what you found? What's the market thirsting for?
Well, I'll tell you, we did some research and we learned a couple of things. The customer base is looking really for innovation and thought leadership. We did a project with Coleman Insights, and those results showed that there's a real need out there for holistic solutions and unified vendor kind of platform. So we've expanded our focus in that direction. We are looking now for a more holistic solution. That word is a great word, a holistic solution that really solves a lot of problems from under one hood. You know, programming is critical, but so are things like creative workflows and imaging and metadata strategies and AI integration, IT infrastructure, overall efficiency across the broadcast chain. All of those things combine to make that sort of holistic solution. And we're working in every one of those directions.
We're living in the future we always dreamed about, I think. Yeah. I understand that you're answering each of these needs, and not least of which is leveraging something you've had for a long time, but now you're able to explore in new and exciting ways, and that's the Nexus API. What do you have for us?
As you said, the Nexus API has been around for a long time, and we have really worked hard with a lot of different vendors to get them to leverage that API in new and creative ways. Things like seamless integrations for AI-driven song analysis or replacements, enhanced metadata curation, things like automatic trivia generation, scripting, voice tracking, and other kinds of creative enhancements that support but not replace the programmers. Our goal, again, is we want to make the tool more suitable for your creative needs and give you, again, that sort of holistic approach to solving those needs.
Speaking of creative, what about smarter AI voice support? Tell me how that works.
Well, we're working on improving prompting and the utilization of AI voice tracking to reduce effort and deliver these sort of more natural feeds, the more natural sounding feeds. That's for the stations that are looking to do that. But there are other stations that are looking to do things like maybe scripting or maybe feeding AI with some prompted metadata that allows them to do specific voice tracking relating to a song or an event. So we're looking at all of those kinds of things as well. Again, not AI voice tracking per se, but curated AI voice tracking, ways to use AI voice tracking in a better way with a more natural sounding result.
So we've mastered the art of voice tracking. Now it's really about using all the tools that are available within Music Master to be able to further enrich and evolve the way that voice tracks are being done.
Precisely. We're using that, leveraging the tool sets that we have to perhaps feed prompted queries, prompted requests out of the AI engines to get a better curated result and then leverage that.
How about the cloud? What's happening there? What do you have that you're working on?
Well, we are currently working on migrating our code base to and database structure to the cloud directly so that it'll be a pure SaaS, software as a service solution. Our database is going to be decoupled from like Microsoft. Our programming offering, our programming is going to be done purely in the cloud solution. We're working on that right now. It's going to make it easier to deploy. It's going to make it more flexible for deployment. And it's going to also help those clients who want to do a better job of leveraging IT infrastructure. So we're going to be able to support that as well.
And how about, improving the stack? You've got partnerships, not least of which are our friends at Info Audio. Do you want to let us know how you're working there?
Yeah, we have partnered with Info Audio to offer a single solution source for customers that need it. We've found that there's a support shortcoming out there where many disparate vendors are required to support the installation, right? Somebody's got to be there from the automation side. Somebody's got to be there from the programming side, maybe somebody from the traffic side. We are trying to go into that market space as a single solution where we are the support source for all of that. Info Audio's history of 600 clients and our long history of over 20 years of working together, it was a natural outcrop for us to kind of bring them into the fold and offer that as a single solution for those customers who need both the integration, automation system, music scheduling system, and really tight integration. So we're really pleased to be working with them and offering that. We'll be supporting that in-house so that the vendors that we sell that to, the customers that we sell that to, only have one place to call for support. We won't have to worry about bringing an automation system support person together with a music master support person and both of them involved to support the product. It's one phone call, one place, you're good to go.
That's incredible. Great partnership there. Now, Jerry, AI is everywhere these days. Tell me about your approach at Music Master to AI.
Well, we continue to think of AI as more assisted intelligence. AI is a partner, not a usurper, or that's not really a great word, but we don't want to use AI as a replacement for the work we're doing. We want to use it to enhance and augment the work we're doing, right? AI shouldn't replace anything you're doing. It should make what you're doing much better. We know that AI can be challenging at times, and the word is hallucinate. It can do some bad things sometimes. So we want to use AI as a tool set that takes your knowledge and your capabilities and your skills and brings them up a notch. Not replaces you, but enhances you and allows you to do things in a better way. In addition to that, Music Master's had AI built into it for years. We have tools in AI like Optimum Goals that already are there and kind of think like a programmer. And we're building new features that intelligently pair songs and imaging to enhance the flow, to leverage metadata in a better way, to gather more metadata and maybe generate scripting. Those are the kinds of things we use AI for. And that's really what we think of AI as an assisted intelligence, as opposed to an artificial intelligence.
There's no question, Jerry, that AI is transformational. And I know you use AI in your personal life, too. Put on your hat, your future hat. And how is it all looking in our industry? What do you see in the next 5 years?
Wow. I think we believe that AI, and again, I'm going to restate this because I can't state it strongly enough. We believe that AI is there to assist, not replace or usurp the human talent, because I don't think AI can ever become as creative as humans are when it comes to doing the art side of programming, right? Because that's what programming is. It's the art of placing music in the right order, in the bringing songs together in the right way and mixing them with the right imaging or other parts. It's also the ability for the programmer to become more artful when they leverage that AI. That's what we really think of it as. So our focus is and continues to be on AI as a supplemental tool, as a way to find or bridge rather the power of computing with human instinct. That's what we've always done, and that's what we're going to continue to do. What you're going to find in Music Master is a new suite of tools that leverage AI towards some goal, with your intervention, with your curation, with your management of that activity. Never been an idea for Music Master to generate a schedule automatically with no human intervention whatsoever. That's really not what Music Master does. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to use that AI again as an assistance rather than as a replacement for the work you're doing. It's got to help you. That's really what it's all about.
You and the team at Music Master have done an unbelievable job. 5 years ago, I think you viewed a real opportunity in the marketplace. Are you satisfied where you are in 2026? I think I know the answer to this.
There's always room to grow,
right?
There's always things to do. And there's always an evolution, sort of, if you will, of your five-year plan, right? A five-year plan is not a plan so much as is a map and a strategy. And so, you know, we're constantly evaluating that. Think about AI. With AI, the changes that come to AI come so rapidly that I can't tell you that there's anybody that really forecasts what AI is going to look like in 18 months, right? They all think it's going to be better, but they can't tell you what it's going to look like. I don't do that either. I tend to think of AI as being the direction we want to go and the goal we want to meet. And that those goals, like mileposts, sometimes move, and we need them to move, and we need to move with them. So that's part of Music Master is not going to change. It's been like that forever. And we're pretty successful, and we've done a pretty good job to land where we are.
Oh, Jerry, you always understate things. Music Master is a leader, and it's because you're nimble and you keep your focus on the clients and what their needs are. And it's just always a pleasure to talk to you and learn what's new. And we'll see you at NAB as well. And I hope you'll be receiving your customers as you always do, and wish you all the best there.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you, Sean. And what you just said, you said better than I did, and I appreciate that. Yes, we are looking forward to NAB. I am looking forward to seeing all of our customers there, as we do every year. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there as well.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Jerry Parker is Director of Technical Services for Music Master. He joined us from the great state of Texas. I'm Sean Smith.
For listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.